I'll come back to your calls in a moment, but you might remember that banana statue. Remember that sort of half-peeled banana statue that was up in Fitzroy, was the victim of an attempted decapitation? Public art vandalised for the sake of vandalising public art. It was taken down, out for repairs. Now it just seems to be sitting somewhere in storage, and there's just a big yellow flower pot concrete thing that's there as a replacement that's often tagged with graffiti. I mentioned at the very start of the program, we've had a tip that another little bit of public art has been vandalised, had its heart, quite literally its heart, ripped out of it. It was a statue at 209 Little Collins Street. On the line is Anna Prifty. She's the owner of the Creative Pod Gallery, which is the custodian of this piece of public art called The Warrior. Anna, describe The Warrior for me.
Hi, Heidi. The Warrior is a Hellenistic figure created by artist Jenny Redin. It's made of steel and it's about 2 meters tall. It was placed at Little Collins Street on Valentine's Day. We are trying to reactivate the city and our street and to bring back life and to show some love to our visitors and tourists.
And so you put it up on Valentine's Day. What's happened to it since then?
So we noticed that someone has gone and removed the heart from the sculpture. It literally must have been someone with power tools because it's a steel sculpture and it's welded. So it's very difficult to be able to remove it.
So it's a welded steel sculpture that you can sort of see through. It's a figure made of metal, made of steel, and inside it was a red, what, a perspex or a piece of metal, a heart?
It was a piece of steel, a red heart inside of it. So there's this sculpture that is 2 meters tall. It's made of elements that the artist has cut to precision and welded together. It's basically a black color.
Yeah.
And the red heart, the red steel heart, is inside the sculpture. It's a figure of a male, a strong male figure, which looks strong on the outside, but it's got a red heart, a tenderness within. It's to show love and tenderness to the city and also our tourists. So,
well, how's it look now?
Oh, it's dreadful. It's atrocious. We are devastated. Someone has come and ripped out the heart. We're looking for it. We've asked everywhere. The police is investigating, and the City of Melbourne is looking at CCTV footage.
We've got some photographs on our website, 3aw.com.au. It looks like arms have been cut off as part of this, as part of the cut through to get to this heart.
Yes, that's true.
It's just vandalism for the sake of vandalism?
I think so. We don't know why someone would do such a thing. It was such a great feature for our street. People would flock around it. They would ask questions. It was a meeting point. People would say, oh, meet me at the man with the red heart. So suddenly it's been vandalized and it's been mutilated.
Oh, I feel for you, Anna, when I saw these photographs. I just, a little bit of public art. What? Why do you have to trash it? Why do you have to damage it? It's the same with that silly banana thing. It was a silly bit of public art, but why take to it with a hacksaw?
It baffles us. I'm here with Jenny Redin, with the artist. She can tell you her side of how she feels as well.
Yeah, sure.
Hi there.
Hello,
I'm Jenny.
Yeah, this is a labour of love and destroyed.
Yeah. Well, it's hours and hours of work and finishing, and someone's taken to it with an angle grinder and pulled the heart out, which is just devastating.
Would it have taken a long time to cut through? And
yeah, it would have taken a good 10 minutes to cut through. It's 10 millimeter Rio bar, so heavy duty, mild steel.
Can you understand what might be going through someone's mind?
Well, I'm trying to tell myself that it was some romantic young man or woman who has decided that he wants to give it to his life partner, and it was a romantic gesture, but I'm not sure that I'm right. I think it's probably just a piece of wanton vandalism, which is really upsetting.
Would it sit okay with you if it was some romantic fool, or is it still?
No, vandalism, and it, you know, you love your artworks. That's why you have them out on display, and you know, you feel a sense of ownership even when they're sold, and to have it ripped out like that was pretty devastating.
Jenny, police are involved?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Hold on, we'll get some more information from you off air. We've got those photographs, as I say, on our website, 3aw.com.au. And if you have any information, get in touch with police. Have a look at the photographs. It does look like just a lovely little piece of public art, not hurting anybody, just on the street. Someone's come along with an angle grinder. You'd have to have used tools to get in and get it out and do the damage to the statue, as Jenny, to do the art, as Jenny says. Photos of it on the 3AW website now. We'll keep across that.